Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. These guys. Guys, man.
Hi. Welcome to a player's profile and projection episode here on Talking Yanks, brought to you by SeatGeek. We're talking about your favorites, Cordero, Kurok, Davey, Webdog, Vasquez, and Burrito. You clicked on this. You wanted it. Jake?
Wow.
Thoughts?
Wow, Jim. This is the big one. You know, not sure if we'll talk Matt Bowman, Ian Hamilton, non-roster invite, six innings clean. You're a Yankee fan if you're listening to this. So for that, we thank you. We salute you.
Yeah. Saluted.
We salute you. Jim, every year, the New York Yankees, they go out to the Bronx, New York, and compete against the best teams in baseball, and some years they come out on top. Jim, every year we see some pitchers get appearances with the Yankees. Here's some names from last year.
Okay.
Anthony Banda.
Mm-hmm.
Shane Green.
Glasses. Yeah. Shane Green got hurt, right? Through like one inning, got hurt.
Luke Bard.
Yep.
Jacob Barnes.
Yep. Came over from the Sox.
David McKay.
$1 man.
Chichi Gonzalez.
Yep.
Manny Banuelos.
Got a start. Chichi got a start, right?
Sure did.
And he pitched well, right?
Manny Banuelos.
Well, he got a lot of run. They went to the Pirates and Judge hit a bomb off him.
He helped the cause. That was nice.
Didn't Chichi like pitch decently well in his start?
He did. 4.21 earned. Ryan Weber.
The Web Dog.
5 games.
Yeah.
10.2 innings.
Well, how many earned
runs? 0.84.
Yeah, he was good.
ERA.
I mean, most of the times he came in, everyone was like, a handshake, let's just go home.
He was better for the rate, for the pace of play in baseball games than the pitch clock.
Webby, you just entertained them. We ain't swinging.
J.P. Sears pitched 22 innings for the Yankees last year.
Yeah, he was good.
And he was nice.
He was good.
So every year, we get some sloppy Joe pitching.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes out of that, beautiful things can appear, which, you know, I'm on the Johnny Brito bandwagon, because why not?
Why not?
And I think the names we're focusing on this episode, Jimmy Cordero, Matt Crook, Devi Garcia, Ryan Webdog, Randy Vasquez, and Johnny Brito.
Yep. And my guy, Jimmy Norwood.
You're on Jimmy Norwood.
Why wouldn't you be?
Although I will say I read something the other day that James Norwood has a chance.
Yeah, he's been good in spring.
6.1 shutty, what do you want? What do you want from me?
He's giving up a run.
Are we riding or dying? He is not.
MLB.com says.
Ian Hamilton, excuse me.
Yeah.
Jimmy Norwood's, I was going to say something mean.
Okay, don't say it. Seems easy.
Who do you like on this list? What was that?
The uniforms they wear. I mean, it's just a whole spoonful of indifference.
Yeah.
Matt Crook looks like a Litke relative.
Right.
Which, so that's cool.
Let's buy some of that.
Are any of them lefties?
Matt Crook.
Okay, so he's going to be on the roster. And everyone has him on the roster. Like, hand up, I'm not the biggest Matt Crook knower. I haven't been seen a lot.
Your hand is up, and you are not the biggest Matt Crook knower.
Yes. But do you think Matt Crook is going to be on the team the entire year, pole to pole?
Well, right now he's actually off the roster resource.
Why?
After being on.
Who'd they change him out for?
They have Jimmy Cordero and Weissert on there.
What?
Sorry.
I just started, like, becoming the biggest Matt Crook fan.
You were just about to stan Matt Crook.
I mean, do I even go look for his videos now?
I would look for a Matt Crook video.
His name doesn't pop up. Like when you do on like the video search,
right?
He's not in the system.
And I guess we throw DJ Snellen in the mix for this just because we are a DJ Snellen show.
Yeah. No, he'll come up at some point.
Tyler Danish?
Rather eat him.
That's a tricky name, isn't it?
One of them is going to surprise us, right? And we're going to be like, ooh.
I think here's what we need to know.
Ooh. I found Matt Crook's videos.
Johnny Brito is 25.
Yeah, and he's a prospect.
He is a
prospect. He's different than the rest of these guys.
Randy Vasquez is the same. Randy Vasquez is 24.
Is a starting pitching prospect, not a reliever. Like, Crook's a reliever, right?
I believe he was stretched out last year.
Ew. He can do multiple innings.
Like Braveheart?
And just a reminder for those of us newspaper purchasers, Davey is still 23 years old, and he has found some velo. So it's, you know, my stock is low on Davey. I never sold it.
You never sold
it. I lost a lot of value on it. But there is some Davey resurgence conversation, as he's actually had a nice spring. So we like that.
My random Matt Crook video was a hit. I didn't like that.
Jesus.
How does that happen? That's trying to see.
Spin it again.
All right. This one's a ball.
All right.
To Andrew Knapp.
Know the count.
Way high. Catcher didn't catch it. Here's a called strike. He's got some funk. He like dips his hand. He's a tall dude. And his hand goes below his knee.
Oh, he reaches back a little
bit?
Yeah,
like nice. Under his butt. Like Lincecum did. But Lincecum did it and he was short. So it was like, you know, he's tall and doing it. Limbs everywhere.
Okay. All right.
Matt Crook. Okay, so that's Matt Crook.
Matt Crook and Jimmy Cordero are probably the two most rumored to be in the bullpen. Jimmy Cordero, I've talked about a little bit on recent Talking Yanks. He's pitched in the major leagues. His baseball timeline's a little funky. He gets called up in 2018 with the Nationals. 2019, he has a really nice season with the Chicago White Sox.
Way to go.
36 innings, a 2.75 ERA. 2020, 30 games. Bad ERA. The peripherals aren't as bad. And then I think he kind of got sucked into COVID hell and he was hurt.
Jesus.
Injured, COVID.
They signed him last year as he was like recovering from TJ.
Had a big year for AAA. He had a 2.09 ERA in 32 games in AAA last year. 50 strikeouts, 38.2 innings. Sinker slider guy, the Matt Blake specialty.
They do like that.
And he does have options for an older player.
There's some debate on the internet. Different websites that track it say different things.
Oh, wow. They've taken away his option on Fangraphs.
Yeah, Fangraphs seems to be the one that's changed.
Didn't this happen before and the Yankees like put in a call and they get Albert Abreu last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. The Yankees will make that call.
They did that with Davey this year, too, I think.
I mean, why not?
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
And it's not telling, it's asking. I'm watching James Norwood pitch.
Yeah. You're back to James with him.
Does his delivery look like Adam Warren's delivery, which is so deep and funky? He's taller, not the same body type. Okay. But this windup, I think this is Warren's windup, if I'm remembering correctly. Can you see?
I can see. It's similar.
Okay. Cool. Almost.
So you're on Norwood.
I wanted him to have a bit of a cooler windup.
Okay.
And stuff going on. But he looks nasty. He's got a nice changeup. Is he going to accept an assignment?
29-year-old non-roster invite, I would assume so.
Whoever's not going to accept an assignment makes the roster, in my opinion. That's how the
you think that's how they're doing their decisions this year?
Well, if they're going to, hey, you think this guy's going to accept? Well, then why lose him for nothing? He's sticking around. Oh, but Norwood said he's not going to accept. Put him on the roster for 2 weeks.
Well, what if they all say we won't accept?
Well, they don't know. You think it's like a mutiny?
Could be.
Fuck.
Johnny Brito, 3 games, 7.2 innings, a 3.52 ERA. Devi Garcia, like I mentioned, 9.1 innings, a 1.93 ERA.
Are you going to Devi?
I think so.
Okay.
I think K does that.
Isn't it just Davey?
I don't know. Everyone thought it was Davey, and then I think people started with the Devi.
Biebs? You Devi or Davey?
I think I'm Davey, but...
I want to be Davey. It's in the Navy.
Baseball Reference says Davey.
Talking with Davey, who's still in the Navy.
Get it?
Probably will be for life.
Oh, Tyler Danish had a bad spring.
Keep bringing him up.
5 games, 3.1 innings, 14 earned runs. It's a 37.8 ERA.
Not good.
Not ideal.
Is anyone that's making these spots staying with the team? That's the question, because I genuinely think that usually the people that make the spot out of camp, it's more like a Pete Cosma situation where you know right. You're just going to cut him soon.
The end is near.
So it's like a guy without options that you're going to give him 2 weeks, then you're going to DFA him, instead of the guy
right.
Who, you know, start in the minor leagues, will call you up, and then you're actually going to get more run for us.
Right.
That's how I usually feel they treat these spots.
Yeah,
especially with so many of the injuries returning.
Right.
Are anyone not on the 40? If you're on the 40-man, you're making the team. So that's the roster crunch for me. You're not going to put someone new on the 40-man just to have to DFA him later when all our relievers get healthy.
Yeah, and I think that's where Jimmy Cordero is on the 40-man. And I believe Johnny Brito is also on the 40-man. So those are the two guys that have jumped out to me early on. Like right now, I think Brito is our sixth starter. So if one more thing happens, I think he would be thrust into action. And he's young and hey, who knows? Like, you know,
I don't,
if a young guy clicks, that's the stuff you get excited for. Jimmy Cordero,
James,
he's got a little bit of less major league success, Lou Trevino going on. That if it works and the sinker slider's working, the Yankees will be happy that they tapped into that and they will want to keep him around and they can navigate younger guys or injured guys around him. So those are the two that jump out to me. You know I love Davey Garcia.
What about the web dog?
I think Davey Garcia gets his full year of AAA and it's a real fight or flight year for him. It either clicks or it doesn't. Web dog, I know I'm going to see the 41st man.
He's accepting an assignment.
He loves the assignment.
Actually, he's going to not accept an assignment. Test the market.
Come back.
Come back.
Yeah. Tail between his legs.
Yeah.
So, in conclusion,
this was the Yankee slot.
And why not, Matt Crook?
He's fun.
You think Kaser would have some good calls for Matt Crook?
No, but Sterling would.
He steals some outs.
He'd run Crook with Hook.
Yeah. Matt Crook, because K likes ending the inning. Crook steals that one. Yeah, something like that.
Hooked by yeah. Crook. Oh, Crook yeah. steals it.
Yeah.
That's a crooked book.
Ew. You've been pretty gross this whole episode.
Disgusting.
Where am I?
Where was I? I've decided that they do have similar deliveries.
Nice. Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play.
Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.